It started with a few hundred people on the National Mall. It swelled to several thousand by mid-afternoon. There were familiar faces from the U.S. civil rights movement, and there was civil disobedience that led to the arrests of about 200 people. At the center of the protest, an immigration reform bill passed in the Democrat-led Senate, but now stalled in the Republican-controlled House.
We are here to show up the support for all these people who got no documents and for all the families that are being destroyed for these laws, and to bring the support to everybody.
The people that are here that have came to this country, either way, illegally or legally, that it's time to create a path towards citizenship.
But opponents argue against giving amnesty to those here illegally.
This is supposed to be a rally for dignity for illegal aliens and people that basically broke our laws. I mean, wait a second here. What happened? What's wrong with this picture that somebody who broke our laws is now asking for dignity or demanding dignity, I suppose? It's bizarre.
The amnesty question, along with the government shutdown, have indefinitely stalled the bill. Dan Haller of the conservative group Heritage Action for America.
As long as the president insists on having amnesty attached to any sort of immigration reform, that's not policy that the American people should embrace and something that won't pass Congress. So the fact that that's delayed because of the real important issues, I don't think there's a downside to that.
Back on the Mall, there's a different feeling that immigration reform will pass this year.
I'm here today because enough is enough. We need immigration reform now.
Because everybody has family here and they come here working hard, and I would like to everybody have a freedom to speak, to work. We're not afraid to be deported.
For Ricardo Robles, who flew overnight from San Francisco, it's simple mathematics.
We spend money. It's not forget your money. Tell your reasons. Look at the green. We spend money. You need us. We pay for your lifestyle. When you retire, the check is coming from our paycheck. So wake up, come and join us.
It remains unclear when or if the budget stalemate will end. Until then, the U.S. government continues operating with limited staffing, while many bills before the U.S. Congress remain at an impasse. In Washington, Arash Arabasadi for VOA News.